Today, a labor dispute between Verizon and 78,000 East Coast workers took a potentially divisive new turn. The union representing the workers says it is compiling names of Verizon customers willing to switch to another phone company if Verizon insists on job cuts. Company officials say the move will only hurt the workers themselves. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Communications Workers of America insists this isn't a boycott exactly, but with Verizon compiling the names of replacement workers in preparation for a strike, union officials say they simply want to ensure that they retain some bargaining power. Larry Cohen is executive vice president of the CWA.
We're well past the day where working families stand by and watch corporations like Verizon spend millions or tens of millions of dollars to offset their bargaining power. We have to be prepared to do things as well.
Together with the AFL-CIO, the union has set up a website in which Verizon customers can sign a pledge agreeing to switch their local and long-distance phone service to AT&T, another unionized company. The pledges would only be activated if contract talks break down and only if hundreds of thousands of pledges come in. The union has been without a contract for 10 days, and one of the sticking points is how much flexibility the company should have to outsource and eliminate jobs. Just how successful the union's campaign will be is uncertain. Verizon customers walking through Midtown Manhattan today seem to express little sympathy for the union.
There's no way I would sign a pledge like that. It's ludicrous.
You know, like, people lose jobs every day. It doesn't mean like you're going to just make a drastic switch to one thing or the next.
How's that going to solve the problem? Is it going to get the jobs back? I don't know.
So I live in this country so I can make my own choices. That's important to me, and certainly on something as personal as my phone service.
Verizon customers Joel Krieger, Crystal Andrews, Mike Semler, and Helen Block. But CWA officials note that there are five eastern states where AT&T now competes with Verizon for local phone customers and 3.5 million union households in those areas. They say that the loss of that many Verizon customers could cost the company $800 million in annual revenue. Lisa Pierce, a research fellow at Forrester Research, is skeptical that the campaign would really succeed in hurting the company's bottom line, but she says it could be bad for public relations. She notes that 11 Democratic East Coast senators recently signed a letter expressing concern about potential job losses at Verizon, and that kind of scrutiny could create problems for the company.
This thing could go in a lot of directions. I mean, certainly once something like this enters the political realm, it is no longer in either Verizon or the union's control.
For their part, Verizon officials today called the union's switching campaign short-sighted. Any move that costs the company revenue, they said, can only hurt the employees themselves over time. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.